everybody, and welcome to a yoga nidra practice to clear energy. And sometimes that's not always a negative thing, right? Like something heavy or sticky or stuck, something that's not yours, something that has expired. I mean, all of the yes to clearing all of that and then some. But energy is meant to move and flow through. So a general, compassionate, non-judgmental, no labels, labels are for jars, we know this. A general sweeping, a clearing of energy, all types, all sorts. So, begin by creating the most comfortable environment possible. Grabbing pillows, blankets, all your supports, dimming the lights. Maybe you light some incense or grab some essential oils, put on your cozy socks, anything and everything that you need so you can lay down comfortably, so you can be supported, so you can really start to check in with yourself. Move anything around in your space, above or below you. Shift your body in any way. Wiggles, squiggles, shimmies, silly faces, big yawns, big smiles, some tense and releases. Anything you need to find that cozy, comfortable resting position. Feel symmetry in the body that starts with the spine. Nice and elongated with that tucked chin and scooped pelvis. Pull the shoulders down and send the shoulder blades down as well as in. A release through the jaw, the forehead, the belly, the hands, the toes flop open, the glutes release. Settle down and settle in. Check in, not out. And we'll take a few deep, intentional, nourishing breaths together to really settle into our bodies and to this cleansing, clearing practice. We're going to inhale for a count of four, flare the ribs and fill the belly, fill the lungs. We'll hold for four, keep those shoulders down as you do. And then we're going to exhale for a count of eight, like you're whistling or drinking through a straw, that tiny circle in the mouth, or blowing out birthday candles. So really slowing down the exhale, and as a result, slowing down, powering down our nervous system and our mind, maybe our monkey mind today. Anybody else? So in through the nose for four, three, two, one, hold for four. Three, stay relaxed. Two, one, through the mouth, the tiny circle. Exhale, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Inhale, flare ribs, fill belly, fill the lungs, and hold. Stay soft for three, two, one, through the mouth. Exhale, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Through the nose, big breath in for four, three, two, one. Contain the breath, hold it, stay soft. Four, three, two, one. Exhale, eight, seven, six, belly dropping down, ribs hugging back in, empty fully. One more through the nose, flare the ribs, fill the belly, drink it all the way up, expand out and hold. And exhale for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, I am going to pause. I'm actually going to breathe with you. Might as well. I'm joining in. Continue in this way. In for 4. Hold for 4. And maybe you stay with 8 or see if you can go longer. Extend the exhale a bit longer. If the air is there, if it's not, stick with 8, maybe 7 or 6. Focusing on this long exhale, keeping the body relaxed, symmetrical, shoulders down, resistance free. 4, 4, 8-ish. 4, 4 long exhale, we'll say. I'll be joining in. Finish off your last longest exhale. No rush, no hurry. Now allow your breathing to return to a natural, its natural state. Release any control of the breath and allow your body to lead the way. Remember, you and your body, you are an expert at breathing. In fact, your body breathes constantly without you having to do or be anything. You don't have to ask your body politely. The body is an expert at breathing. And the breath, as I'm sure you can feel now, the breath truly has the power to transform our inner state, to cleanse and clear and move our energy. Move and groove, maybe the name of this session. Energy groove, energy move. I'm sorry, not sorry. Energy move, energy groove. Done. So, moving back. The breath has this power to transform our inner state. The breath is one of the greatest, I might even say the greatest tool to heal, to stimulate the vagus nerve, to activate the parasympathetic nervous system, or the rest and digest mode of the body that we need to be in, but aren't in a lot of the time, right? Some of us sleep in fight, flight, freeze, fawn, right? We sleep there. So with these long exhales, amongst other things, body scans, visualizations, it's all an incredible way, all incredible tools to soften, to relax, to move and groove with some energy, to do that in this practice and without. In many ancient cultures, did you know that the word for breath and spirit are the same? The ancients knew that the breath was that powerful tool, right? So potent, healing, transformative. And across the world, we know this. The breath is seen as this animating force of life. Prana, that's what that word means. So, as you witness right now, as you witness your body breathing, feel your spirit, your aliveness, that life force energy, that prana, enter you with each breath. And as we tune into this connection to our life force, to our spirit, to our breath, note this capacity to transform with each inhale and each exhale. Let's dive in. Let's dive and drop into the heart space. Feel the beat of your heart, locate this temple of the heart, and call forth, really call it in, the feeling of gratitude. And allow this elevated emotion of gratitude to fill the heart and to ripple out, to permeate your entire being, to envelop your attention. And it's okay if you can't necessarily pinpoint one specific thing you're grateful for. You can call upon a memory or a time when you remember feeling gratitude and dive into that memory. Experience gratitude as fully as you can in this moment. What are you grateful for? What moves your spirit? Be filled and healed with gratitude. Now, invite in, call in your intention for this practice. Allow your sankalpa to arise from the temple of your sacred heart. What seed does your heart want to plant within you today? And turn whatever comes up into your I or I am statement. I am clear. I am cleansed, I am purified, I am safe, I am grateful, I am inspired, I am worthy, I move and groove with love. Ooh. repeat your Sankalpa from the heart. Send it to your mind and allow it to ripple through every cell, every pore, every nook, every cranny. Your Sankalpa 3 times. Now see and sense this intention burning so bright like a candle flame in the temple of your heart. Now could you bring this flame up, up, and in to your brow center? Allow this flame to illuminate the center of your forehead. And as this flame burns and flickers, feel as it transmutes and clears any energy that is stuck here in your brow center or your third eye, right in the center of your forehead, flickering, clearing light. Now move this flame down to the center of your throat. Feel it burning brightly there. Shining light, transmuting, moving, grooving, clearing any stuck or unneeded energy through the fire, the flame of your awareness. Yes, good job. Now bring this flame over to your right shoulder joint, the right elbow joint, right wrist, tip of the right thumb, flickering flame to the tip of the right index finger, tip of the middle finger, tip of the ring finger, and tip of the right pinky finger. Center of the palm, back of the hand, center of the right wrist, center of the right elbow, center of right shoulder, and once again back to the center of the throat, a clearing, flickering flame. And bring this candle flame over to your left shoulder joint, the left elbow joint, left wrist, tip of the left hand thumb, tip of the index finger, tip of middle finger, tip of ring finger, and tip of the left pinky finger, center of the palm, back of the left hand, center of the left wrist, center of the left elbow, center of the left shoulder, and back to the center of the throat. Now slide this flickering flame down to the center of your chest. The temple of your heart illuminated once again. And bring it over to the right nipple. Back to the center. Over to the left nipple. And back to heart center. Now lower this flame to your solar plexus, between your heart and your belly button. Lower it further to the sacral center, below the belly button, the right hip joint, right knee joint, right ankle joint, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, right little toe, center of the right ankle, center of the right knee, center of the right hip, and back to the sacral center just below the belly button. Slide the flickering cleansing flame over to the left hip joint, left knee joint, left ankle joint, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe, center of the left ankle, center of the left knee, center of left hip, and back to the sacral center just below the belly button. Slide up to the solar plexus between belly button and the heart. Up further to the center of the throat. Down to the heart center. Then up to the brow center. Feel your entire body lit up with the fire of your heart, lit up with a clearing, cleansing flame. Feel your entire body. Feel your whole body. Whole body awareness. Now travel back up to your brow center, feeling your inner flame here. Feeling the clarity of your inner flame at brow center. Now feel in to the state of being cloudy or confused. What does a cloudy, murky, uncertain confusion feel like for you? And where does it live in your body? Confused, cloudy, unsure. Return to the flame at eyebrow center. Now feel into, call in the state of being self-assured, the feeling state of being confident and sure. What does sureness feel like for you? And where does it live in your body? Is it moving? Be curious. And return to the flame at your brow center. Now feel into the state of being constricted. What does being tight, tense, caged, constricted feel like for you? Where does it live in your body? Return to the flame at the brow center and feel into the state of being free. What does freedom feel like for you? Untethered, unaffected, unattached, free, liberated, expansive. Where does it live in your body? How does it feel? Now allow freedom to dissolve into the flame at brow center and drop back down to the temple of your sacred heart. Feel the flame flickering, burning more bright than it ever has. And I want you to ask your heart the following questions. Trust whatever arises for you. And know that the answers may not arise in words. The heart does not always communicate through language. So pay attention and just watch. Observe what you feel and what you sense. Ask your heart, what are you desiring to express to me? Ask your heart, what are you desiring to express to me? Now ask your heart, what am I ready to step into more fully? What, dear heart, am I ready to step into more fully? And ask your heart, who or what do I need to forgive? Who or what do I need to forgive? And dear heart, what do I need to remember? What do I need to remember? And resting in your heart space. Tap into that feeling of gratitude once again. Allow gratitude to fill you and guide you back up from the depths of your consciousness, back to the surface of your skin, your waking conscious mind, back to the awareness of sound, smell, touch, taste, back to the current of your breath. And remember your Sankalpa, listen for it. Feel your Sankalpa anchored in your heart, coursing through your entire body, riding the breath and the spirit. Repeat it 3 more times here, with gratitude, with faith. And maybe you start to find that 4-4-8 breath, or maybe you just start to deepen and lengthen the breath, and with eyes closed, gaze still inward. Take in your space, your surroundings, how you're feeling, the energy cleansed, cleared, and renewed, moving and grooving through you. Land into the present moment, the energy within and without. You can find some movements, wiggles, squiggles, shimmies, smiles, stick out your tongue. Maybe you roll to one side or come to belly or a seat. Pause. Pause to dedicate the benefits we've received from doing this practice today to ourselves, to our journeys, to all that we have lived through, all we've experienced, all that has taught us and led to our growth, our expansion. Let the breath, let spirit move you, groove you. With hands at heart center, I bow to you. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.